All right, let's take our Bibles and turn back to Genesis chapter 9. Genesis 9. The Lord gave instruction through the prophet Isaiah. And he said in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 2, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Speak to her heart. And cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. The spiritual battle is over. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And you cry unto her that her iniquity is pardoned. You tell my people that all of their sins, past, present, and future, are forgiven. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. That word double, you've heard me say this before, it means to fold. You tell her that the blood of Christ covers her from all her sins. That the blood of Christ is the atonement for her sins. Now you comfort my people. Now for our comfort tonight, I want us to deal with a precious passage of Scripture. And it's concerning the Lord being pleased to reveal his eternal purpose to enter into a covenant, a pledge, a covenant. He's speaking of a covenant here with Noah, totally based on the fact that God was pleased to show mercy and compassion to whomsoever he would. Now, the Lord has revealed in this covenant to Noah that he is not going to cut off all flesh again by a flood. The covenant sets forth this spiritual blessing, though. The Lord has promised not to destroy those found in his Son. All that were in the ark were preserved. All that are in Christ are preserved. The scripture starts this evening, Genesis chapter 9, verse 8. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying. Now, I always want to just be careful to just relate what a blessing it is that the Lord speaks to his people. The scripture declares that. We have spiritual ears. We have spiritual eyes to see. Eyes and ears that the world knows nothing of. The scripture declares concerning the Lord speaking. John 10, 3 and 4. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name, leadeth them out, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Now, I've said this before, you've heard other preachers say this before, but when you hear the gospel preached, and it's consistent, you say in your heart, that's the voice of the Lord. I related one time. I said, "Do you hear my voice? Now, who does this voice sound like to you?" He said, "Well, that's Marvin. I recognize his voice." We recognize the voice of the Lord through the Scriptures, in providence, in mercy, but we recognize it in our heart. We hear it. So the Lord, the Scripture said, spake unto Noah. And this is what the Lord said to Noah and his sons with him. He said in verse 9 and 10, "And I, behold," take note of this, "I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth." Now, this covenant, this is a pledge, this is a promise, this is a contract, this is a promise of the Lord, according to His will and purpose, to His people. And this covenant was initiated by God. Notice the Lord declared, verse 9, "And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you." The covenant was of the Lord, and no one else shares His glory with Him. When Moses asked the Lord, "Show me your glory," listen to exactly what the Lord said. He said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." So all God's people were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world according to the everlasting covenant of God's grace, for this reason, that they might be holy and without blame before Him in love. So the covenant, the pledge of God's grace concerning the redemption and the salvation of God's people, was eternally made between the sacred persons of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, for the glory of God and for the eternal good of His people. A covenant. God made a covenant. A covenant is between parties. You have a covenant, you have parties of that covenant. Someone makes a pledge with someone else. God made a covenant with Himself on behalf of His people. So when He said, "I made a covenant with you," He made it on their behalf in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, and the Spirit. The holy, undivided, three in one, engaged to save the elect, the bride, the church, from everlasting. And this Council of Peace was eternally established, but it was brought forth and known in time. And the way that it's known is one way, through the preaching of the gospel. That's how we know. How would we know that God had eternally established a covenant of grace for a specific people? Not everyone, but for His people. Hold your place and turn to Titus chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Titus 1, 1 to 3. This is how we know concerning this blessed covenant of grace. Titus 1, 1 to 3. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Look at 2 Timothy. Just turn back a couple of pages, probably one page. 2 Timothy 1, verse 8 and 10. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So this is how we know. This is how we know. God's got a purpose. God's got a will. God's got a counsel, an eternal counsel of grace, a covenant of grace. And this is how we know. This covenant is the hope, the assurance of salvation. We've read this before. 2 Samuel 23. This is the words of David. You know this passage. 2 Samuel 23, verse 5. David said, although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. This is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. So God Almighty has been pleased to show mercy to David. He said he didn't show mercy to all my family, but he made a covenant with me. And that covenant's ordered and it's sure in all things. David said that's all my salvation, that God was pleased to show mercy to this sinner. So God's covenant with Noah was established for all that came out of the ark. Now that's a picture. That's a picture of all that were found eternally in Christ. That ark was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Noah and all that's with him in there is a picture of all God's elect. So the Lord declared back in Genesis chapter 9 verse 11. He said, and I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth, based upon the sufficiency of Christ's sacrifice. Again, look at that ark. You see the Lord Jesus Christ. You see that group of people and all those animals. They're a picture of God's elect inside, and all of their needs being met in Christ. All those animals that you see, God supplied that for the sacrifices, for food, He saw it was good in the beginning, and he preserved it in that ark. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So here's everything secure in that ark. And so God told him, I will establish my covenant, verse 11, with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore. All of them that came through that flood in that ark were saved, preserved. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which be in Christ Jesus. God's covenant with his people is a covenant based upon that which the Lord eternally beheld. What did the Lord God Jehovah eternally behold? Let me read you Revelation 13:8. This is what he eternally beheld. Revelation 13:8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. back in Genesis chapter 9, verses 12 and 13. And God said, now there's the promise. He's made the promise. I have made a covenant with you. I've established a covenant with you. I will not destroy this earth again. Christ died one time. That's what that sets forth. By one sacrifice for sin, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. He said, I'm not going to destroy it again. That it's going to be destroyed again. It's going to be destroyed by fire. But that one ark that pictured the Lord Jesus Christ suffering for his people, at one time right there, no more. Not going to be destroyed like that again. There's going to be a new heaven, new earth, but not by flood. He said, now, I promise, a covenant, I'm giving you my word, this is my pledge. It's not going to happen. But he said in 12 and 13, God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. This is going to be the token. This is going to be the sign. The sign. I cannot read it and not think about Brother Scott and that knife. I won't go any farther with it. He said, this is the token. This is the sign right here. Here we have that blessed token of the Lord promising Noah, to Noah and his sons, to all generations that would be born into this world till time is no more. The Lord said, I do give. I have set. I have applied my rainbow in the cloud. He said, I have made, given you a sign, a token from God himself to his people. He's declaring this to all the world. All the world sees it. But his people, he said, I'm giving you my word. And this is what you're going to have. I'm going to send the cloud. When I send the cloud, there's going to be a rainbow in the cloud. And he says in verse 14, and it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. Now, how gracious was it that the Lord would tell Noah of his promise to not destroy the earth again by fire, by water? How would Noah know that it wouldn't happen again? Noah was a sinner, just like every other man. Noah had faults. Next time we're going to look and see, Noah planted a vineyard and got drunk. And the Lord told him, he said, I'm not going to do it again. And after having been in that ark for a year, having felt that ark rolling, rocking in that water, experiencing the sound of those torrential rains that were outside, and surely after Noah came out of the ark, felt the foundation of the earth again. He'd felt that foundation before. He'd been on solid ground before. What must have gone through his mind when the Lord said, verse 13, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token, a covenant between me and thee. It shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. Noah, like all God's sheep, he knew something of himself. He felt the struggle of the old man within him. And whenever we reflect upon not only our past failings, but our failings present, We know something of the struggles of that battle. We know something of the old man. And we know something about, but for the grace of God, what we deserve. Have you ever caught yourself? Nobody else knew it but God and you. I have, I tell you, you know. Things that you thought. Yeah. And you think, how disrespectful. How disrespectful could I have been? And I'm sure when that cloud came up and Noah saw that cloud in the weakness of his flesh, how could he but not, for the moment, find himself doubting, stressful? How many times have we doubted? And we've got promise after promise. We hear the gospel, we hear the gospel, we hear the gospel. And we know whenever that cloud comes up, when that cloud of doubt comes up, that cloud comes up, and Noah remembered why God poured out that rain. Because the wickedness of man was everywhere. Every thought of his imagination. And God sent a flood. And that cloud comes up. And Noah knows something of himself. But there, according to the word of the Lord, it says, come to pass, when I bring cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. A rainbow. That a symbol, a token of the covenant. He said, this is the token that I'm giving you, that I made a covenant with you. I'm going to give you something that you can see. You can behold. And here's that token. And Noah and all like him, all God's elect, in that token, in that rainbow, we see the Lord Jesus Christ. There's God's promise in him. And when this sinner's conscience is dark with the clouds of doubt, and I remember I have tried to make a promise. I don't know if I'm saying this right or wrong. I try to make a promise to myself or unto the Lord. I don't want to tell you that I'll never do something again. I don't ever want to tell the Lord that. Because sure as a world, I make a promise, Lord, I will never do that again. I can't keep that promise. I'd like to. But I can't control my emotions. I can't control my thoughts. I can't control. And here's Noah. That cloud comes up. Those struggles immediately are there. But there's the bow. And when my conscience condemns me, God's greater than my conscience. His word. When we see our weakness, and oh, how often we do, how wonderful to behold by faith the suffering Savior who gave himself for us, the one who's promised. He said, listen, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Am I deserving of perishing? Yes, I deserve it. I have never been faithful. Never. Only in Him. Only robed in His righteousness. But also, not only does the Lord promise that when the cloud is brought over the earth, that the bow should be seen of Noah. Now listen, this is what it says. It shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. But listen to this precious promise. Verses 15 to 17. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that's upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. You know, it's wonderful that he's declared that we have his token to remember his promise. And when a believer sees a rainbow, I would say right now that I should never forget that eternal promise. That I should look on that rainbow. I love a rainbow. I like rainbows. They're beautiful. I thought, you know, their colors, the soul spectrum of the color. But let me be honest with you, and you just try to be honest with yourself. How many times have we ever looked at a rainbow and we failed to remember? We looked at the rainbow and we said, oh, wow, look at that. And then look at it. Man, just... How many times have we seen and we've forgotten? But the Lord said, he said, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy. He said, I'll look on it, verse 16, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature. It's truly a security. It's peace of a believer that the Lord remembers. I'm so thankful that the Lord remembers. Because I don't have sense enough to remember. I know that I will forget, but he never forgets. His memory infinite, his memory immutable. But believer, our hope is not built upon our ability to remember or to keep his promises. He says, I see it, and I remember that I promised you. You that I chose in my son. You that my son died for. You that are robed in his righteousness, saved by my grace. I remember. Our hope is that he eternally willed to show mercy and compassion to the objects of his love. Christ has finished the work. His blood has answered for all our sins, and God remembers. When the children of Israel were in Egypt, and the Lord told them to kill the lamb, put the blood on the side post and on the lintel, and go inside the house. And he said, I will come through tonight. And he was going to kill the firstborn. In every family of all the animals, the firstborn of all of them, without the blood. But he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. They were all on the inside. They couldn't see the blood. But the Lord said, I'll pass through. And when I see it, I'll pass over. Our looking to the Lord by faith brings great comfort to our feeble souls. But Jehovah, looking to him, the blessed Son, as our Redeemer and our Savior of the sheep, he who has secured and established our salvation by his shed blood, Jehovah looking at him. When I see the rainbow, when I see that token that I gave you, That's a token of my son. That's a token of victory, of conquering, of finished. When I see, he said, I'll remember. Last passage of Scripture, Revelation chapter 4. John, the Apostle John, is on the Isle of Patmos. Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. He said, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. You know, Christ is the door. And if we're going to see anything, we're going to see through Him, by Him. A door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me. Here it is. Here's the first voice. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ. Come up hither. I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper, like a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. Almighty God, in absolute justice, poured out His wrath upon the sin atoning substitute for His people. And by the shedding of His own blood, the Lord Jesus Christ eternally justified all for whom He died. And the rainbow was, according to John, in the sight likened to an emerald. It was precious, beautiful, a glorious reminder of the everlasting rest and union between the bride and the bridegroom and Jehovah's promise. He said, I will look. I'll remember. When I see the rainbow, I'll remember. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Lord willing, by the grace of God, may the Lord teach us. Next time we look at a rainbow, there might be one out there now. It's always after the rain. After the rain's passed, there's the rainbow. Pray that God calls us to remember. He does. For Christ's sake. Amen.